This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, a bigger, bolder and better with a whole 3 hours
that
today.
Way, you are really hanging on to that catchphrase now that it's left DTs, haven't you?
Yeah. No, they were bigger, bolder and bitter, weren't
Well, that's
they?
True. I mean, it's on any given Wednesday. They were. You're right.
Maybe
you're right.
We're bigger, bolder and madder.
I mean, are you saying I'm fat?
How
Because
you?
I am. I'm not going to lie. I may have had 24 nuggets before we started the show.
That was your breakfast, wasn't it?
It really was. My diet is out the window. I think vegetables are in order for dinner, or just a salad.
A good, healthy day. Hey, we've talked a lot lately about my mum, Mandy, Mummy Bear.
Hi, Mandy.
She's listening live from somewhere in far north Queensland. She's travelling in the motorhome at the moment.
Oh, we love Mandy.
Now, she messaged
Hardy in. Hardy and Chad as well, by the way, but love you, Mandy.
She messaged in, and she messaged me, if I'm honest. I don't know if she expected me to read this out, but I thought it was very cute. We were playing Marsha before, and she said, picture Dad and I dancing in the motorhome to Marsha. It's raining outside. And then she wrote, dance, dance, bum bumps, lol, what fun.
Oh, I love it. I think every single week we need a motorhome update with Mandy and just find out how the trip's going. Are they going all the way around Australia?
They just went up north to get to the warmth. It's the warmth. It's a bit cold.
Well, it is. I mean, there is a bit of a cold spill in Melbourne. I'm not going to lie. I was really concerned because everyone's been going on about the Arctic winds that are coming their way. Mm. Arctic winds are on their way. So I was a little bit terrified. Today's been lovely.
Do you know what I've noticed? It's not been a particularly rainy winter, has it?
Well, I think you've been sick and you haven't been paying that much attention.
I have been inside the house for 2 weeks.
But yeah,
straight.
So maybe you haven't noticed the last couple of weeks. But today has been absolutely lovely, but apparently tomorrow is when it's all turning. I was listening to Joy earlier today and I love the newsreader going, looking for a daily top of 13 degrees. And I'm just like, 13? I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. I feel like summer's arrived.
No.
But apparently in the next couple of days, that's all going to change with the Arctic chill coming their way. And I've got a lot of washing to do, Robbie, so I'm not quite sure how to handle this. Because
the dryer.
I think I'm going, well, I mean, I have one, but it's more work. You've got to concentrate on mildew. You've got to do more loads of washing. I just think I'm going to risk it and have a bit of an Arctic chill with my tracksuit pants because wouldn't like washing your tracksuit pants and then putting them out overnight in this very cold weather just be like having an ice bath? Wouldn't it be the same thing?
Yeah.
So put them on in the morning. That'll wake me up. Might even go commando. That'll wake me right up.
I like the idea and I really like the turn concerning myself with mildew. I don't know why that really tickled me. You know, that you've got to
Are you not concerned about mildew?
I don't know.
Should be concerned about mildew. Like,
not so much it rolls off my tongue so quickly like it did with you.
Well, I mean, many things roll off my tongue. I'm not going to lie. Robbie, have you been noticing that all around the rest of the world where the sun is shining, not in Melbourne, there's pride celebrations going on left and right?
It's so exciting. I was over in Europe a couple of years ago when all of this was happening and it's just crazy.
I was there with you.
Good, good. I remember you.
You
yeah,
remember? I was there.
We had a lot
and
of
you
fun.
Were there and you were there. Not you.
And it's this really crazy atmosphere. I actually ended up in Paris accidentally over
You accidentally
pride.
Ended up in Paris?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be Pride. No, I knew I was going to Paris. I didn't know it was going to be Pride.
I was like, did you get on the wrong train? How do you accidentally end up?
No, we definitely knew that. We were like, that's the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my God.
No, we, and it's just electric over there. Amsterdam Pride is on the canals.
Yes. Well, we did last week, we did speak to Jemima Hanful and Lisa Mann. I was almost going to say Jemima Mann and Lisa Hanful.
So
it's a whole different story. Yeah. With their names. They leave Melbourne for a few weeks. We did speak to them last week as they were getting ready and practicing being on their knees to fall in the canal when they've got their high wigs on. So the girls were having a wonderful time.
They've got to be on their knees.
Yeah, because when you go under the canals and you've got your big hair.
Of course,
and
yeah.
One, and last year, Jemima couldn't stop laughing. Last year, one of the girls actually went under a canal, had like Fran Drescher type poof going on, and the wig got caught on the bridge and off her head it went. And there was no time. The canal, it doesn't turn around. The boats don't go, you're done, your wig's gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, you know, you spend all that money, you spend all that time down the drain.
I did see some footage. It looked fantastic. But yeah, Pride season is epic over there. You could just go from Pride to Pride to Pride to Pride.
Well, you know what? One person I know that's been doing that is Dolly Diamond. And she's not just doing Pride. She's also been doing the Underbella Festival in the UK and she's doing Edinburgh Fringe Festival. She's doing Blankety Blanks. So I reckon we need to give her a call and find out how that's going.
Do you think?
Do you want to hear from?
I want to talk to Dolly Darling.
You sound so excited, Robbie.
I'm sure I'll have lots to say.
Well, coming up, we're going to be chatting to Dolly Diamond, finding out how things are going in Europe with Blankety Blanks here on Mad Wednesdays with Dean and Robbie, taking you all the way to 7 o'clock because we're bigger.
Bigger, bolder, madder.
Yeah. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Well, that sounds like quite the party, doesn't it, Robbie?
Doesn't it ever?
Have you ever had that one auntie or one family member that goes a little crazy at a wedding?
It's usually a bit closer than that. It's usually one of my brothers that always went a little bit crazy.
I think it's me, I'm going to be honest. But when I was younger, I was always that child.
Is this one of these cases that if you don't know who it is, it's probably you? You're probably the crazy relative.
Well, at the wedding, see, because I was, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a bit theatrical. Yeah. So at the weddings, it meant I was constantly the child that aunties would have to dance with. And don't get me wrong, I'm very good at it, but oh my, I get over it a lot. And there I was in my Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck vest at weddings or communion as a child, dancing like crazy, always being the messy, messy person. And then as I got older, I just stopped dancing and I don't eat at weddings either. That's my other thing.
No.
I don't eat the food.
The best thing is the food.
The bread rolls. As a child. Now I love the food. Now I'm fine with it. But as a child, I just bread and butter. I'd go to a wedding, fancy occasion, get all dressed up and eat like I was in prison.
Dean, hearing you tell that story about dancing with your aunties makes me just feel like you never really had a chance, did you?
Nah, Willy Woofter all the way.
It was written on the wall.
I don't think they really had anything to do with it either, let's be honest.
No.
I was quite the effeminate child. Not that that's an indication, but I was very effeminate. You will look back. I love looking back at how my parents didn't know I was gay. I do not know. I love looking back at the pictures of me as a child, and there's one of them where when we're in primary school, you know how you do the school concerts and every year level would do a performance. You know, remember all of that?
Yeah.
So we had one my sister, all the kids, and my sister was probably in grade 3 or 4, they were dancing to Grease Megamix, which inappropriate words, but kids dancing to it where they're in the little poodle skirts and the boys have got their hairs like, awesome, looking great. And my year level did Cats and I was Mr. Mistopheles. And the picture of me, my sister's in a poodle skirt doing like the Fonzie A. And I'm going to find that picture and I'll put it up on the socials. And I'm in black tights, a black skivvy and the limpest wrists you've ever seen, apparently trying to be a cat.
But is it more or less scary than Taylor Swift in the theatrical trailer for the upcoming Cats?
Are you scared about that? I have seen a lot of hilarious memes. I suggest everyone, I mean, I'm scared about looking at the trailer, I'm not going to lie, but I suggest everyone go onto YouTube. I have. Have you not watched the trailer?
No, I thought you were saying you're scared to watch it.
No. I mean, it's scary, but one of the things you absolutely should do is go look at the trailer and actually go on YouTube, not just the trailer, but if you look at not people's reactions, but people reviewing the trailer, there's a lot of very, very, very hilarious reviews. I mean, I just love the fact that using digital fur technology instead of, I don't know, animation or just putting cat costumes on them, that digital fur technology, we need no more of that. Sonic has killed it for all of us. But using that, they have then turned around and gone, okay, we're going to make everyone look like human cats. Human cats, so they don't look like cats. They've got anatomy of humans on a cat. It's all very confusing.
One of my favourite comments I've seen in regards to it is that this is going to fall into my favourite new category of movies, accidental horror movies that sort of, you know, that for children are going to be very scary even though they were not meant to be.
Have you ever seen the musical Cats, Robbie?
Funny you should say that. I watched it only 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean? Where did you see it?
Well, I watched the 1998 stage show.
Oh, thank God. I was about to say, if there's another movie, I was going to scream. Yeah, no. It was the first musical I ever saw. Second one was Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's a cat competition. The whole thing is a glorified cat comp.
The whole thing is a very confusing storyline. Very thin storyline.
It's a cat comp to see which one is going to kill themselves or be euthanized. I had no idea.
I thought it was just a normal story.
You were expecting there to be a little saucer action, playing with a ball of twine.
I knew the songs because Mum was a big Andrew Lloyd Webber fan. The big songs.
Were all of our parents Andrew Lloyd Webber fans? Did we just go up in that generation? Every Easter, Dad, before I knew of the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, I knew every word to every song in the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Do you think our generation was just the Andrew Lloyd Webber generation of its time?
It could be that. It could be further evidence as to why we never had a chance. because we
you're
were
not wrong.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. No, you're right. It's nobody's fault but our own. Dean, just a quick little U-turn here. The Melbourne Drag Awards have been announced.
And yes,
I did just want to say a quick congratulations on being nominated for Photographer of the Year.
It's nice to be not nominated for any of my drag work in the awards. I must admit, in the Melbourne Drag Awards, in the category of nominated for something nothing to do with their drag career. Dean R. Curie.
I didn't even think of that, Dean. I just was happy to see your name in amongst the voting there.
Well, look, the Melbourne Drag Awards voting is now, public voting is underway. There's also going to be some judges that are going to be voting. So if you would like to vote, you just head to, is it Drag, I'm guessing, Dragnet?
Dragnet,
no, that was from the GA.
Dragnation.com, I think, and then it's / MDAs.
So we'll check for sure, but I think it's dragnation.com.au/Melbourne Drag Awards. If you go to the Drag Nation website, the details will be there. Or if you follow anyone remotely having anything to do with drag in the past 24 hours on social media, you will see.
About 18 links on all my social
media. I can't handle it anymore. But nominations are now open for the Melbourne Drag Awards, so why don't you go on? It's for the... not nominations, they've done that.
Nominations, for the
finalists. The finalists have been picked, and this is for the public votes.
So you can vote for who you want to win.
So vote for who you want to win. It goes to part of the voting. So get online, put your votes in, get it started. Sure, nominate me for a non-drag category. It'll do my drag career really well.
It's just an honour to be nominated.
Sure. You're on Mad Wednesdays.
So they tell me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joe 94.9. And coming up after this, we're going to find out what's going on with the Melbourne Queer Gamers Festival. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joe 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, taking you all the way till 7 p.m, helping you handle your hump day in style with an extra half an hour.
Wow, a whole extra half an hour of us, Dean. Aren't you lucky? It's kind of crazy. It's getting dark outside and we're still staying here for longer.
I know. It's almost, you know what I'm really excited about, Robbie, is the fact that I saw in the news yesterday that because the public transport workers are going to be taking 2 days off so that we get free public transport.
Yes.
I mean, they're striking. In fairness, they're not doing it for that reason.
No.
There's a bit of a strike going on, which means next Monday and the Monday after, you can walk straight, the barriers will be open for you to be able to get public transport free. And I'm very excited because I think this is a great opportunity, especially in this cold, cold weather, for everyone to have a chance to see what it's like to just catch public transport to get places.
See, I don't understand this. So because they're striking, it's for free.
Well, they're striking, so there's no one to... control or check or quality control. Well, I don't, yeah, I have, I mean, I'll be fair, I started talking about this before doing any research. So I saw a post yesterday and we finished the song, so I just had to roll with it.
Mad Wednesdays for all your facts.
Yeah. Well, Gary's coming up soon with the actual facts of the news. But we'll come back to it and we'll check in with more. But apparently next Monday and the Monday after, the barriers for public transport will be left open so you can just go and take them and no one will be checking tickets.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know a lot of people probably, you shouldn't, but a lot of people might fare evade here and there. But this is a good opportunity to think, you know, when you go, I don't want to catch public transport every day. Maybe you can.
Yeah.
And this is a great chance to
experiment. I like what you're saying. It's a good chance to experience what it's like to get on public transport. You don't have to worry about your market card. You don't have to worry
What my nightmare is? Every single time I get onto public transport, it's, and you're trying to find it because I have all my cards squashed together because they fall out otherwise.
Yeah.
It's always the last one I find. So I'm pulling out every other card. It's never in a convenient spot.
Mm.
And I'm the only person that put it there. So I don't know why that happens.
No.
But that is the dilemma. But when you're standing there, card after card after card, credit card, not ideal.
Isn't it awful when things happen and there's no one to blame but yourself for them?
Oh, well, I've always got you, Robbie.
I didn't touch your wallet, Dean.
I mean, we're going to check the actual facts of this scenario, but apparently next Monday and the Monday after in Melbourne, you'll be able to get public transport for free.
Which, you know, it's a bit of a bummer for those people who have weekly or monthly tickets though, isn't it?
Look, I think it's important, as excited as we are at the thought of this, is to realise why they're striking. And I know I say this considering that I have not looked up any of the information. So when we come back to talk about this a little bit later, I'm going to have some actual facts, people. Some actual facts. I'm going to back it up with some hardcore
don't
facts
adjust your sense.
Found on the internet.
We are going to bring you real facts. This is just like
what
the time
more?
When we solve
what
the case
more?
Of mice and mouses. I'm so what glad. That
I thought it was a rat.
No, we got rid of those.
Now, we are asking you for love songs and dedications. We've gotten a few messages in. Because we've got an extra half an hour, so we thought, why not do something fun and put out a love song and dedication? You can have one here on Mad Wednesday. It can be to a person. It can be to a thing. It can be to an inanimate object or your imaginary friend. We don't mind. You know, it can be to your housemate for doing the dishes this morning.
I like imaginary friend. I'm a big fan of that.
Have we gotten any, Robbie? Have we gotten any love songs and dedications? I've got one here. And this is in, Stu has asked Celine Dion All By Myself, and that's dedicated to himself.
I love it.
Oh, well, I don't think that comes from a happy place. But Stu, look, I like it. I love a bit of self-reflection and quality time with oneself. What about, have you got one, Robbie?
Yeah, Georgia has written in and said that she would like to request Charge Me Up by Jennifer Lopez to the Melbourne Chargers.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Well, there's
rugby two
very good options. And if you have a love song and dedication for someone or something, why don't you hit us up and let us know? 0427-JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, driving you home for an extra half an hour. And what a way to handle your hump day in style on Joy.
Stephen Colbert has taken straight male fragility to task. On a recent episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the popular host addressed research by Penn State. It found that straight men are prioritising their masculinity over the environment because they don't want their sexuality questioned. Colbert said that the earth may be boiling and broiling to a crisp, but according to a new study, men don't recycle to avoid looking gay. And before we cross to those impossible gays, Robbie and Dean with Mad Wednesday Drive, they put all their rubbish out, it's fine. Melbourne's weather, I think a lot of rubbish on air as well. The Bureau says tonight, cloud clearing, overnight low of 7. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, top of 16. Friday, high chance of showers during the day, top of 15. And the weekend, Saturday, chance of morning fog, 18. Sunday, high chance of showers in the afternoon and evening, top of 18. Currently it's 12 degrees, and in Newcastle, it's 15. I'm Gary Wilson.
And I'm Claudie Groves.
Next Joy News Update is 6:30.
Dare you make fun of us when we have no right of reply? You know we're not allowed to talk
we
over
can't
the years.
Talk
over
gotcha.
I just love that every Wednesday is the one time I listen to Gary and I'm like, this is when I know when I can put out my washing.
Yeah. imagine your masculinity was so fragile that you felt like putting out the recycling was homosexual.
I mean, if ever there's been an excuse to not put your rubbish out, I don't know.
Surely it's lazy.
I mean, yeah, I'm just like, you're lazy. Like, come on. It certainly had nothing. Recycling had nothing to do with my choices in life.
You would never not recycle, would you, Gary?
I always recycle.
Good.
Oh, I'm a big recycler. I even take the
lid. I'm gay though.
We're probably the wrong. This is not the litmus test you want, quite frankly. I'll stop recycling right now just to prove my message. No, it's not going to happen. It's outrageous. Well, we'll hear
the
more.
Big butch thing, you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's me. The butcher's boy and enjoy. Yeah, sure. I'm excited, Robbie. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean for the extra half an hour, now from 4 to 7, because we're bigger,
bolder,
and madder.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just get bored after a while.
Yeah. I think we've done our dash with that one.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Though. No, you just told me that Dolly Parton's had a lot of tattoos. Has a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
Has revealed them.
No. So did you? I didn't realize this, but Dolly Parton has never not had her arms. Never not had her arms covered in public for the entire 50 years that she's been in the showbiz eye. Her arms are always covered.
She's only been in the years for showbiz eye for 50 years. Surely it's longer than that.
Well, for 50 plus years.
Yeah, 50 plus years. Her whole life.
Don't come to me for facts, Jane. To the point where she even wears things that are like sheer, but they have a nude fabric underneath.
Oh my God. So she's been hiding her tats all this time.
Her arms are covered in tattoos.
And it's just hit the internet.
Well, it's sort of been rumours floating around for the last few years about it, but she's only confirmed it in the last couple of years and said, yeah. Interestingly enough, they're not big sort of, you know, your classic tattoos. They're all pastel colours, apparently. They're roses and butterflies.
I kind of love the idea because she's such an iconic performer and an iconic person. I love the fact that for all these years, you know, we all know that she... The character of Dolly is as large as life as Dolly herself, but there's another aspect to it of the character of it, like the wigs and everything that she's always had, and she's always had that persona. But I love the fact that she's also hidden this, which is something about herself again.
I know.
And even after all these years, we still don't get to crack that surface of, of who Dolly is, even though we hear it in her music.
And I almost feel like she would do that intentionally. Like it would be like, this is a little bit, this is for me. This is my this is my bit, not the bit that I share with everybody else, because it's sort of on brand for her to be very comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the one thing where she goes, you know what, this isn't going to be part of my image. Could you ever imagine going to such a length to conceal any part of your body?
I mean, any part of your body or any part of your body? Well, you know, I mean, sure. Like when you're in the public eye, when you're doing things, and many people do. Have you got tattoos, Robbie?
No, I don't. I'm too scared.
You're too scared?
Yeah.
You're scared. Okay.
I'd like to.
My problem has always been deciding the right one. Where do I start? And I feel like once I start, I won't stop. Yeah, and I don't want something, you know. And once I've decided, then I'm going in, gung-ho. Yeah. But would I hide it? Maybe. I mean, from performing and things like that and from acting, like, I know I get crazy hairstyles, but when you go to auditions, you have to make sure that you can cover up your tattoos or things like that, and that's got to be taken into account.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What would you get?
Well, this is my problem. If I could decide on what tattoo to have, then I would have one. But I've never been able to figure out. And I started thinking about words on my pectorals, but then I'm like, I want to work out on my pectorals so they're a bit more. And then I think about something, like there's so much artistry to what tattooing is that I want something that just speaks to me. If I'm going to mark my skin with it, I want it to hit me on every level.
See, I know exactly what I would get. I just don't know where I would get it.
What would you get, Robbie? What would you get?
When I was younger, I always wanted to get a tattoo with a rainbow flag because I was a big out proud, and you know, I was very much that.
I didn't know that you were gay.
No, sorry.
Just talk about it, everyone.
One way to find out. although there are many other ways to find out.
So I
always wanted that, and then for a long time I was like, okay, I'm glad I didn't do that, and now I'm sort of back and going, you know what, I think it's time to honour that, you know, that young man in me that was proud.
It doesn't necessarily need to be a rainbow flag.
No. So this is the thing.
Yours is elaborate. All right, hit me.
So I also love elephants. So I want to get a little cartoon baby elephant, but with water coming out of his nose, so spurting water.
Oh my god!
But the water is rainbow
colored. He's squirting rainbow. Yeah. Oh my god! That sounds amazing. So where are you going to get that?
But that's my problem. Where do I put it? On my arm?
I think that would be great on your upper arm. I think that would also be great on your lower arm. I personally think it would be brilliant to have it on your pec, so that it's like shooting rainbow over your heart.
Yeah, that's cute.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, there you go. That's
where
my suggestion.
Where does it hurt the least? That's where I want to have it.
I mean, you need to ask someone who has any knowledge of this. I'm only here for my looks. That's why I'm on radio.
I'll look that up. Wherever it hurts the least, that's where I put it.
Well, your hand, I think, and your toes, but you wouldn't do that anyway. But I reckon an elephant shooting a rainbow all over your chest would be really lovely.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I've made the decision.
I mean, one day.
There you go. Decisive. Jean, in the house. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.